It is Friday. It's 4 o'clock. And so it's time to enter Entertainment Court with Richard Krause, who at this time puts on the robe and that dusty wig.
Wait, what?
Order in the Entertainment Court.
And becomes
Let's
your honor.
Get judgy.
Court is now in session.
No, by robe. Damn thing. By robe, we mean judicial, not terry cloth. Is that correct, Richard?
Well, during the pandemic, I had a lovely terry cloth judicial robe built for myself. But no, I'm wearing the formal ones, and it is dusty in here from all the talc I have in my wig.
Okay, moving right along. Talc and terry cloth robes. I don't know what kind of party you're holding. Listen, we're wondering, what's first up on the docket with Entertainment Court this week?
Well, after years of Marvel and Star Wars movies and shows being absolutely everywhere on big screens and small screens, Disney is finally putting the brake on some of the output of some of their biggest franchises and brands. That's because Bob Iger, the big mucky muck over there at Disney, said, we need to be better at curating franchise content, and because it's incredibly expensive and we want quality on the screen, we have to look at how much it's costing us. We don't just need quantity. So my question to you is Disney making the right decision to slow down on Star Wars and Marvel production, both of which has been very popular?
Absolutely. I haven't been able to keep up. So yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And maybe you'll get quality over quantity.
You know, it's interesting because you asked this. I am going to take the kids today to Ant-Man. So I will be subjecting myself to what I am told, including by people like yourself, Richard, is a subpar MCU effort. But I don't actually think that this necessarily equals better quality. I think Bob Iger is being driven by the need to cut costs. He's got that whole activist shareholder going at him. So I'm not as convinced that this is about quality. I think they got to have a better storyline. I think phase 4, phase 5 has just stank for MCU. And I don't know that that's about the fact that they're putting stuff out too much too often.
Well, here's my take on it. How can we miss the Marvel movies if they won't go away? Ditto with Star Wars. There is such a thing as too much of a good thing, and Marvel is a great case in point. For the last number of years, it seems that every week there's a new Marvel film or television series or a new reboot or reimagination of an existing Marvel property. And don't get me started on Star Wars. It can be a full-time job keeping up with The Mandalorian and how it intersects with the Book of Boba Fett and the Tales of the Jedi. The TV shows have mostly been big hits, but it is hard for anything to stay fresh and compelling, even something as beloved as Han Solo or as cute as Baby Yoda, when every time you turn around, there's a new show or movie. I think Hollywood needs to step away from the endless repackaging of their intellectual properties and perhaps try to create new IP for the future. The best thing about current endless gutting of existing ideas is that eventually, that day is probably not today, but soon, audiences will burn out and demand something new and exciting. And that is my verdict.
All right, Judge, what's our next case?
When Spotify has a new thing and it's adding an artificially intelligent DJ option who will segue between music it selects based on your playlists and your preferences by seemingly ad-libbing fun facts about artists and concert announcements and that kind of thing, perhaps where you can buy tickets, in between the songs. They say the company's AI DJ in your pocket feature uses a synthesized voice to provide a personalized radio experience. So my question to both of you is, are you keen to have a Spotify artificially intelligent DJ in your pocket?
When we say DJ, you mean like they're talking in between songs?
Yes.
No. That goes against streaming. No, we do not want that. Although I love people talking on the radio.
I hate to admit this. I think I might dig it. I like it when I find out little facts. Like, you know, on Amazon, when you freeze the frame and it tells you like a couple bits about like the actors who are on screen. Yeah. I sort of dig that. The completist in me enjoys it. And the reason I say I feel guilty about it is I don't want to encourage AI because I know soon it will come from me and my living.
Well, here's my verdict. I got fired from my first job in radio for doing exactly what Spotify is boasting this artificially intelligent voice will do. I was a DJ at CKBW Radio in Bridgewater, Nova Scotia, and in between the songs, I'd come up with what I thought were fascinating facts and figures about the records I was playing. So-and-so had 10 top 10 hits. This one was recorded in a swimming pool, that kind of thing. It was like pop-up video, but with no pictures. It was also the thing that got me fired. My program director told me that he loved my voice and my enthusiasm, but he hated all my trivia. He gave me the best advice I've ever received. People want to hear about people, he said. Broadcasting is all about personality, about making a human connection. Because of its very nature, AI cannot do that. I was robotic on the radio. AI is actually a robot whispering in your ear, unable to make a connection to you or anyone else. And I don't like it. And that is my verdict.
You are a dangerous man. Daring AI. They're going to come for you. All right. What's our third and final case on the court docket?
Ariana DeBose at the BAFTA Awards sang a song where she, at the beginning of the show, went through the audience and had a line or two for every single one of the women who were nominated in the actor, best actor and best actress categories. When she got to Angela Bassett, well, this is what it sounded like.
Damn, Emma, I'm so fond. And a girl, you were great and blonde. You broke my heart, Michelle. I've loved you from the start. Angela Bassett did the thing. Viola Davis, my woman king. Fletcher Kate, you're a genius. And Jamie Lee, you are all of us.
Angela Bassett did the thing has since blown up on Twitter, and not in a good way. Ariana DeBose, who won an Academy Award last year, had to deactivate her Twitter. She was getting harassed so much. People have turned it into memes. Someone briefly changed Angela Bassett's Wikipedia page to read, Angela Bassett has been doing her thing for almost 40 years on screen. It became a worldwide thing, all with, you know, fingers pointed towards Ariana DeBose and kind of making fun of her. So my question to you is, was Ariana DeBose's thing too much of a thing for the BAFTAs?
Did Angela Bassett do something, though? Is it insulting? I mean, doing the thing, is it just
that? She did her thing. She got nominated for a BAFTA award.
Yeah. So is the blowback is that it wasn't complimentary enough, those lyrics? Is that
I think the blowback was that the way she said it, like in the kind of strange, like Angela Bassett did her thing. It's meme ready.
Angela Bassett did the thing.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why she has to delete her Twitter account. No, I think she was fine. I think it was fine, but I got to check with my friends on this one.
I'm lost at sea, but the whole thing sounds like people should lighten up.
This is peak crappy Twitter. An award-winning woman sings the praises of other talented award-winning women and gets driven off social media by trolls who want to poke fun at an awkwardly worded phrase in the rap. Anyone who has suffered through one of those painful award season musical numbers knows that this is a drop in the bucket. It may be a weirdly worded tribute, but I think we should embrace it and we all should just do our thing, whatever that is. Ariana, stay off Twitter. Do your thing elsewhere. You owe Twitter nothing, and that is my verdict.
We're phoning a friend here. Producer Ben Richard. Harrison has some insights.
Ben here. Yeah. My girlfriend has listened to this song about 1,500 times since it dropped in November. I have it memorized. I think it's great.
Well, there you go.
I just See? Can't believe that somebody fired Richard Krause. That is insane to me.
That was the best advice I ever got, though. People want to hear about people. I left in tears, but I've remembered it ever since.
We love you, Richard Krause. Thank you so much. Happy weekend.
Happy weekend to you. Thanks.
That is our entertainment court judge, Richard Krause, joining us live on The Rush.